दबा कर जाता था, तो भगवान भी जब उसको पकड़े तो गर्दन पकड़े।
In this way, he used to take all the boys to the cave. So when Krishna caught hold of him, he also caught hold of him by the neck. And he seized the demon so tight that the demon could not free himself. And he squeezed his throat and killed the demon. Text 32. Sukadev Goswami says, his breathing stopped, and in this way he was killed. After killing him, Krishna rushed back in the same path that he was going. His footprints were there up and down, he did so many times. So there was a nice pathway. From the playground, where has he taken my friends? So the path was clear. Lord went there with the rest of his 4-5 friends. So when he reached there, he smashed the boulder blocking the cave's entrance. And he entered the cave. And he pulled out all his friends. And he checked everyone's bodies that he wasn't scratched or cut or injured anywhere in any ways, all his friends. Everything is all right. Now the gopas, the demigods started to sing Krishna's glories, and Krishna just grabbed all his cows and his calves, and he rushed towards Gokul. In the middle of his playing, so much trouble can come. And he was dressed like a gopa, and he stole all his friends to kill them. It was almost evening time. So, text 33, Pravivesha Swagokulam. He entered, returned to his cowherd village Gokul. Swagokulam, the word means in text 33, his own Gokul. That even now Krishna wants to stay in his Gokul. After talking to Narad Muni, he Swagokulam means he wants to still stay in his Gokul. He entered his Gokul. After talking to Narad Muni, he was not convinced in his mind that I should leave Gokul and go. But when Akrura will come and tell the pitiful condition of his mother and father, and he will tell him that if you don't come now, then Vasudev will be killed. Then Balram and Krishna will say, okay, let's go, we have to go now. But otherwise he did not want to leave Gokul. He told Akrura, please make an announcement, we have to leave tomorrow. And they told Nanda Maharaj, let's go to Mathura, we'll go tomorrow. We've never been to a big city, we haven't seen a big city, let's go. And Nanda Maharaj also thought, this boy grew up here in the village, he's never been out of the village, let's take him out for a little trip. He can meet the king. So in this text 33, the word Swagokulam, a word is very important. His Swagokulam, his own Gokul. He is entering his Gokul. Here in this Leela, Hariswari Prabhu is giving his feelings. Why he did like this? Why did the Lord do like this? When the children became sheep, he let Vyomasur take the children away. And then he went to go and free them. Why did he do like this? Why did he not stop them in the beginning? This Vyomasura, why didn't he stop him in the beginning to take the kids? And why did he let him stay in their team as a Gopa? What is the meaning behind it? In one shloka, Hariswari Prabhu says,
Siddhe Swapyatra Kechid Bahira Bahira Ho Ratre Maksha Matka Kechid Bahya Bahyek Dambha Vishay Ras Bhujas Tantare Mos Vritya Anne Pranand Bhag Pranand Bhoga Aparachit Manasa
He is saying that those people in this world who are always careful in this world and they see Krishna outside and inside. That is one kind of people. Other kind of people are those externally they seem to accept sense gratification, bhoga, but internally they do not. And there are some kind of people, they are not careful either outside or inside.
तो इनको माया पहले को तो माया नहीं पकड़ती है बीच वाले को थोड़ा पकड़ती है और बाद वाले को पूरा पकड़ लेती है
माया doesn't capture the first kind of people he captures the second kind of people a little bit and the third kind of people she totally captures them
इसमें उदाहरण दे रहे हैं
in this case he is giving an example
लीला के द्वारा भगवान संकेत कर रहे हैं
as if from this leela krishna is teaching us something
प्रतीक नहीं है
It is not clear, but it is a sanket. It is just an indication. That the children, they were closing their eyes and they were becoming the sheep. Is that those who would close their eyes from seeing Krishna and become careless in this way, one should always keep their eyes fixed on Krishna, but if you close your eyes and not want to look at Krishna, they were closing their eyes and becoming sheep. So why they would not be captured by Maya?
और इतना नहीं हो जाना चाहिए बिल्कुल भेड़ हो जाए सावधान होना चाहिए
shouldn't be so careless like we should not become so careless like these sheep and Maya will get us we should be a little more careful
कौन हमको उठा रहा है कौन ले जा रहा है
who is picking me up who is taking me where this is what Hariswari Prabhu is trying to say
आशा है कि His
meaning is that one should be careful. The children had become totally careless. So what happened? When they became careless, they went into Shunyavad. He went in the sky, the Vyom, Vyom took him. So the Vyom is also sky, sky is called Shunya. Sky is also called Shunya. So the sky is also called Shunya, impersonal. Sometimes we hear pranam mantra to Prabhupada. We say Shunyavadi to clear Shunyavadis.